If you ask the people in here now to raise their hand that those who are against abortion, 99% of all of the white people in here gonna raise their hand that they are against abortion. On the other hand, 99% of the whites that are sitting in here now, if their daughter got pregnant by a black man, they gonna make their daughter have an abortion. They ain't gonna let her have the baby. Now I know you that, listen, you know the truth sometimes hurts. I know it's hard to say that. 99% of those of you sitting in here now, if your daughter got pregnant by a black man, you gonna make her have an abortion. You not gonna let her have the baby. Yeah, you ain't have no little black baby. She got two other white children, and then she gonna have a little black baby gonna be running around there in the living room or in the den with the rest of them. They not gonna let that happen. You know that, and I know that. You will never admit it. You know that, and I know that. And all this stuff about the abortion and this and that, oh, that's just a con game. That's for whites, ain't for blacks. And I asked this lady, I said, I thought you she said her daughter's going to have an abortion. I said, I thought you was against abortion. She said, yeah, but my daughter got pregnant by this black man. I said, and you're not going to let her have their baby? She said, oh, no. No. She thought I was crazy. If you had a daughter, she got pregnant by a black man, you let her have the baby. I'm asking you.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Speak up a little loud. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Then after the baby's born, what you do with it?
Let it run around in my living room and enjoy it as my grandchild.
With the mother, little blonde, children running around in it.
That's right.
Well, I need to commend you then. It wouldn't be 1 out of 100,000 to do that.
And yet,
Mr. Holmes.